Part 2.
Question 1. Do you think Ian ought to help Kevin to translate the company website?
A. Yes, he could do with some help. B. Yes, he could drive him there. C. Yes, the company has a website.
Question 2. Why were there so many applicants for the computing course?
A. No, the course wasn't taught in Japanese. B. The course is held every year in January. C. The teacher has an excellent reputation.
Question 3. Do you think it would be all right if I left a quarter of an hour earlier tonight?
A. It'll be okay if you get here at 8:45. B. All our employees are very punctual. C. That'll be fine.
Question 4. Please make sure that all the guests on the second floor are provided with clean towels and fresh supplies of toiletries.
A. Should I give them shower gel too? B. The toilets are on the second floor. C. The guests are leaving on July 2nd.
Question 5. How likely is it that Mr. Cornwallis will invest in a new coffee machine?
A. Mr. Cornwallis prefers green tea to black tea. B. Yes, he's going to buy some shares. C. He said he'd definitely get one soon.
Question 6. Would you advise me to buy rump steak or brisket for my meatball recipe?
A. That depends how much you want to pay. B. Chicken wouldn't really be suitable. C. I'll have a hamburger, please.
Question 7. Could you give my car a thorough service, please?
A. The service here is not up to standard. B. The next motorway service area is 10 miles away. C. Yes, sure. Shall I change the rear tires too?
Question 8. What would you like for your main course?
A. I'll have the chef's special, please. B. The main road runs right through the center. C. No, I don't really like seafood.
Question 9. However did you manage to get here so quickly?
A. I'm stuck in a traffic jam. B. Well, the driving conditions were pretty good. C. The manager will be with you soon.
Question 10. Do you know if boarding is due to start soon from this gate?
A. The skateboarding competition starts in 10 minutes. B. The gate will be boarded up as soon as possible. C. Boarding should begin here any minute now.
Question 11. What will you be taking with you for the sales seminar you're leading next week?
A. Posters, product leaflets, and samples. B. I'm taking the children, but I'm leaving our Labrador at home. C. The sales begin tomorrow, not next week.
Question 12. How did Mr. Nicholson react when he heard the company was closing down?
A. He was devastated. B. He was impressed by the company's results. C. He asked if the company was closing down.
Question 13. Where exactly will the delegation be stopping on their tour of the company?
A. They will be staying at the Royal Gardens Hotel. B. They are going to spend most of the time visiting the production sector and the distribution area. C. They usually prefer package tours.
Question 14. How did the hotel compare with the one you stayed in last year?
A. This one was far more luxurious. B. I compared prices online. C. Last year we went to Venice.
Question 15. How likely is it that we will receive the shipment tomorrow?
A. The chip delivery is due on Wednesday. B. It should be here by this afternoon at the latest. C. I like boats, but I prefer flying.
Question 16. Do you remember whose signature was on her internship contract?
A. No, but it was probably Henderson's. B. Her internship contract begins on the 15th. C. She was disappointed when she didn't get the contract.
Question 17. What exactly did Curry say about the firm's preferences concerning packaging?
A. Curry wanted a better retirement package. B. They prefer candidates with a manufacturing background. C. Something simple but stylish, I think.
Question 18. How far is the warehouse from the factory?
A. Not far, about a 10-minute drive. B. You need to take the southbound lane. C. His house is just down the road.
Question 19. Where can I buy nails, screws, and bolts around here?
A. There's a nail bar on the corner. B. There's a bowling alley in the next town. C. At the haberdashery opposite the cinema.
Question 20. Was he carried to the ambulance on a stretcher?
A. Yes, he was too weak to walk. B. The ambulance should arrive shortly. C. Carrying patients on stretchers is part of his job.
Question 21. Will we need all the teachers in the team to proctor for the exam?
A. The exam was set by the biology teachers. B. Yes, otherwise there might be some cheating. C. Grading is done by an independent organization.
Question 22. Where was he when his tire burst?
A. His car was in the garage. B. Luckily he wasn't far from the hard shoulder. C. It was Greg Bailey who had a burst tire.
Question 23. How did Dad get all the garden rubbish to the bins?
A. He used a wheelbarrow. B. There's a separate bin for garden waste. C. He asked Kevin to help him with the digging.
Question 24. How did Mr. Henderson introduce more flexibility into the scheduling procedure?
A. He is strongly against the introduction of flexi-time. B. He insisted on modernizing the offices. C. He asked everyone for their ideas and tried to put them into practice.
Question 25. Do you think the second-hand car David has bought is roadworthy?
A. I'm not sure. He really ought to get it checked over. B. David is one of our most trustworthy employees. C. It's David's third car, not his second.
Question 26. What's the likelihood of Rachel's returning to work before the end of the summer?
A. She may not come in today. B. Rachel will be on maternity leave as from next week. C. I think she may wait till September.
Question 27. You really didn't want to get involved in decorating the old house, did he?
A. He was unwilling at first, but then he started enjoying it. B. I recommended some excellent painters and decorators. C. The old house has been entirely redecorated.
Question 28. Were the goods mishandled during transit from the Netherlands?
A. No, the best way to go to Holland is via Belgium. B. The goods were dispatched from our plant in Poland. C. No, they were damaged on arrival in the UK.
Question 29. Were you aware that Mrs. Middleton simply loathes having to correct inaccuracies in other employees' accounts?
A. Yes, I agree that her clothes do look rather expensive. B. No, I didn't realize that. Thanks for letting me know. C. Her account isn't with us. It's with another bank.
Question 30. How much money do you think the sculpture will fetch in next week's auction?
A. No, I don't think we'll have a sculpture class next week. The teacher isn't very well at the moment. B. I've got about $150 left. It should be enough to last till the end of next week. C. No idea, but Lorna would be pleased if it managed to get past the 1,000-pound mark.
Question 31. Whereabouts did the blacksmith's former house used to be?
A. Somewhere near the center of the village, I believe. B. No, the doors and windows used to be painted a light blue color. C. Yes, the blacksmith was used to building houses.
Question 32. I found the decorations in the new civic center rather tacky. What did you think?
A. I didn't know you had lost the decorations. It's lucky you found them again. B. Yes, they attached the decorations with special tacks in order to secure them. C. I rather like the decorations. I think they're pretty original.
Question 33. Why didn't Mr. Pemberton get himself vaccinated against influenza?
A. He didn't think it was necessary, as he's never caught it before. B. He was afraid of injecting himself with too much of the product. C. He didn't bother because he's not afraid of flying.
Question 34. What did Paul and his boss argue about on their way up to Glasgow?
A. They went through Carlisle, I think. B. Paul's argument was very convincing. C. They disagreed over sales targets.
Question 35. Are you going to the lecture on sustainable development?
A. I doubt it. I have a heavy work schedule. B. I've been reading a book on working methods in Japan. C. I'll keep you informed of new developments.
Question 36. How did the meeting go?
A. It was quite enjoyable as it had been a long time since everyone met. B. We traveled there by train in the end. C. The meeting was in Toulouse.
Question 37. What is Gary like?
A. Gary seems to be quite a sensible boy on the whole. B. He's fond of paintball and mangas. C. He's a heavy metal fan.
Question 38. What was your journey like?
A. I had a very busy day. B. Our journey was long, monotonous, and very tiring. C. Yes, I like traveling very much.
Question 39. What's the application procedure?
A. The job involves both sales and marketing. B. All applicants should proceed to the meeting room. C. All applications should be submitted in writing to Mr. Jenkins.
Question 40. How long have the refuse collectors been on strike?
A. They were struck off after a takeover. B. Most of them are quite tall. C. It's been nearly a fortnight.
Question 41. Where did the workers demonstrate?
A. The workers demonstrated in the streets of Melbourne. B. The product was demonstrated at a trade fair. C. The workers were shown new methods by the production manager.
Question 42. I really must post my tax return this afternoon. The deadline is midnight tomorrow.
A. I'll pop it in the letterbox on my way back to work if you like. B. The company put in an application for tax relief last June. C. Yes, I'll definitely give you my report before the deadline.
Question 43. I believe there's an error in this invoice. We've been overcharged by $200.
A. I can lend you $200 if you're a bit short right now. B. The invoices will be sent out to all our clients by the end of the week. C. I'll get our accountancy department to follow it up for you.
Question 44. How long is it likely to take Alan to finish interviewing the remaining candidates?
A. Quite a while, I should think. He's always very thorough. B. His interview is on Friday 15th at 15:45. C. Yes, Alan is doing the interviewing, not Craig.
Question 45. The office Christmas party will have an international theme this year.
A. That sounds exciting. I love fancy dress. When exactly is the party? B. Yes, I'll order the drinks for the party from the local drinks warehouse. C. How are our international partners doing this year?
Question 46. He says on his resume that he has extensive experience of computer-assisted design.
A. In our experience, the more mature a candidate, the more suitable he is for the job. B. The computer-aided design course begins in 2 weeks. C. Is that so? We really need someone with that kind of experience.
Question 47. Janice and I have decided to go on a Mediterranean cruise this summer.
A. The crew's currently stationed in Madagascar awaiting departure. B. Good choice, and it will do you both good to get away for a while. C. Really? Eleanor and I are fond of camping holidays, too.
Question 48. It will be Mr. Elton's father's 70th birthday on Saturday.
A. Yes, Pat told me that she had been invited to his party. B. The client's office was farther than I thought from the main headquarters. C. Unless Mr. Elton puts in more effort, we might have to get rid of him shortly.
Question 49. Look at Terry's calf, Claire. He's got the most enormous bruise.
A. Yes, he's been doing a lot of bodybuilding lately. B. Poor Terry. He really must wear protections when he plays hockey. C. Yes, I know they do some excellent local brews at the brewery.
Question 50. Did you know that the relocation issue has been preying on Sarah's mind a lot recently?
A. Yes, I realized that she was rather preoccupied by all that. B. She's been praying a lot. I didn't know Sarah was so religious. C. I agree that relocation will become increasingly common in the future.
Question 51. Would you recommend the Dover Place as a main course?
A. I'm not very hungry. I'll just have a main course. B. Yes, good choice. It's always delicious and very fresh. C. Actually, I don't think Dover would be the best place for our headquarters.
Question 52. These curtains are getting a bit frayed.
A. Yes, we should order some new ones soon. B. Yes, why don't I wash them? C. There's quite a lot of freight on the roads here, actually.
Question 53. Do you happen to know what type of bait the anglers around here use?
A. They baked a lot of hot cross buns recently for the Easter period. B. They use a lot of ground bait with ingredients such as breadcrumbs and maize. C. The angles for the new design are all very sharp ones, so it looks very modern.
Question 54. Do you think you could fix the engravings a little higher up on the wall?
A. This wall has been a target for graffiti artists for a long time now. B. The more temporary workers we hire, the quicker we'll get the order out. C. Yes, you're right. It probably would look better a little higher.
Question 55. Could you tell me the price of the linen basket in your display?
A. Yes, the design for the linen basket won a prize in the London design competition. B. It's quite a nice one, and it costs £87.99. C. I believe it's always a mistake to wash your dirty linen in public.
Question 56. This is a bit embarrassing, but I think you've got a slit in the seat of your trousers.
A. Oh dear, thank you so much for letting me know. B. Yes, I saw that it was sleeting. C. Please sit here. I'm due to leave shortly anyway.
Question 57. The bank clerk was astonished to be asked for so much cash in one go.
A. I haven't really got much money on my bank account. B. I'm not surprised. It certainly is a large amount. C. Yes, bank clerks are reasonably well paid these days.
Question 58. Will you be waiting for me on the station platform?
A. Why do you want me to wait? I would much prefer it if you arrived on time. B. Yes, I'll be on the 10:13 from Aberdeen. C. Yes, don't worry, I'll be there well in advance.
Question 59. Should we use video conference for next month's sales meeting?
A. Why not? It'll certainly save the firm a lot in travel expenses. B. The video shows our sales figures for the last 6 months. C. The article is about software for virtual meetings.
Question 60. Do you know how late the ferries run, please?
A. The next one leaves at 2:20 p.m. B. They run every 30 minutes till midnight. C. The boats usually leave on time.
Question 61. The training package involves courses in first aid.
A. That's good news. You never know when you might need it. B. There are some bandages in the bathroom cabinet on the left-hand side. C. The package was sent on the 21st, so it should have arrived by now.
Question 62. The scenario proposed for staffing at the new terminal building are all viable.
A. Mr. Granger says he is going to put forward 3 scenarii for the cleaning of the terminal building. B. Yes, I agree, but I'm convinced that the third one would be the most efficient. C. Unless we find some new ideas soon, the project will fall through.
Question 63. Can you find out the catalogue reference number for those miniature ball bearings, please?
A. Yes, of course. I'll just finish compiling the list of supplies for the Geneva factory first. B. The ball bearings in the catalogue are available in several diameters, including miniature ones. C. Julie lost the catalogue, not Samantha.
Question 64. How much would you be prepared to bid at Wednesday's auction?
A. We've been preparing for it since Christmas, really. B. I think £50,000 would be a reasonable upper price limit. C. There will be many valuable items on offer at the auction on Wednesday.
Question 65. The school is organizing a science festival at the end of the spring term.
A. Yes, springs are used in all sorts of different ways these days. B. Do you know if the school is organizing another science festival this year? C. Yes, I'm going to take Dean and Sasha. I think it's a great initiative.
Question 66. Have the police got to the bottom of the drug trafficking in the eastern suburbs yet?
A. Yes, I believe so. They are currently interrogating several suspects. B. I've been told it's more difficult to obtain prescription drugs in the east than in the west. C. One of the police's top priorities is to fight against drug trafficking in the eastern suburbs.
Question 67. Did you ask Mr. Taylor about the new website while you were at the Bahrain seminar?
A. Yes, we had a lot of free time in the afternoons, so he gave me some useful information, actually. B. Yes, I was able to ask Mr. Taylor about the new website when I went to his office in Chicago last week. C. No, I couldn't find Mr. Taylor's address on the website.
Question 68. I think you should have a look at our rivals' websites so as to check that we're still competitive.
A. Yes, I checked our rivals' websites in order to help Julie choose some videos. B. The website design competition is next week in Brisbane. C. Yes, you're right, I'll do that. It's a very good idea.
Question 69. How wide is the River Thames at its widest point?
A. That must be the estuary. It's about 18 miles wide, I believe. B. The starting point for the Thames cruise is in the Docklands. C. The Thames isn't that wide all along its length. It's only about 60 feet wide at Lakelade.
Question 70. What did Mark say on finding out that the accountancy department had made such a significant blunder concerning the October salaries for temporary staff?
A. Mark told them to rectify their mistake as soon as possible so that the supplier's invoices would be paid swiftly. B. He found the accountancy department quite easily. There were signs everywhere. C. He was pretty incredulous at first, then absolutely livid.
Question 71. Further to your recent inquiry, I'm calling with details on our newest lines.
A. That's strange. I wasn't aware that anyone from our office had contacted you. B. Thank you. I've been waiting to hear about your company's new premises for a while now. C. Yes, I inquired as to the dates of the trade fair in Sweden.
Question 72. However are you going to manage to get back to Cardiff at this time of night?
A. It's 11 o'clock. The town hall clock struck only a few seconds ago. B. If I hurry, I think I'll still be able to catch the last bus. C. Cardiff is 20 miles away from here.
Question 73. Is Peter likely to want me to check those graphs again?
A. He might. You know how meticulous he is. B. Yes, Peter liked your graphs. He found them very clear. C. Peter's in the boss's office, but he shouldn't be much longer now.
Question 74. Why on earth did you entrust Michael with such a delicate task?
A. It's true that Michael has always been a bit delicate, although he's been in very good health over the last few years. B. Michael has almost finished the task, so he'll be available this afternoon. C. I don't know, really. Basically, because he was the only employee free at that time.
Question 75. How long do you think it'll take before the company makes a decent turnover?
A. The firm is one of the smallest in its sector, with only 5 employees currently. B. Unless we meet with any setbacks, before the end of the first 2 years, hopefully. C. The company has been implanted in Holland for a long time now.